You find some interesting humor online these days, and it can help you get through the darkness and uncertainty that befalls relationships and life in general in the midst of a crisis. Your social media walls are probably full of jokes about the global pandemic, some of them not so funny. The threads on Twitter keep you up at night and all through the day in case you're unable to work from home or at your place of work. The jokes aside, one thing that comes out clearly is that on outbreaks of this proportion take a toll on personal relationships. Assuming you go into self-quarantine together, you do not know how long that might last. This is an unexpected break that might have you learning a lot about yourself, your relationship, your partner, and your life in general while cramped up in your humble or not so humble abode. Self-isolation is highly recommended for a disease like COVID-19. At the same time, you must also realize that self-isolation increases your proximity to your roommates, partner, and children. Proximity to people is how viral infections spread. The challenge of infections that confine you to your home is that they make your most intimate relationships vulnerable. Your family and dating. Any household with at least two people is usually a hotspot for transmission of infectious diseases, and this is true of the COVID-19 situation too. If you have the virus, your family members are more likely to get it from you than anywhere else. Isolation is meant to reduce your risk of infection, but at the same time, if only one of you is infected, those within your proximity are at the greatest risk of infection. Quarantining yourself might be lonely if you are single or live away from your loved ones, especially when you think about how others can snuggle close to their loved ones since the work-from-home initiative came into play. Generally, it takes a few days for the symptoms of viral infections to show up, and in the case of COVID-19, that's around 2 days. Therefore, it is difficult to know whether your partner is infected or if you are exposing them to the risk.